This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and let's begin today with presidential politics and another Massachusetts politician who says he's considering a run for president.
We cannot sit passively as our precious democracy slips quietly into darkness. Congress must do its duty, and as citizens, we must do ours.
That's Bill Weld, the former two-term governor of Massachusetts, announcing today in New Hampshire that he's launching a presidential exploratory committee. So he could become the first Republican to challenge President Donald Trump. In 2016, Weld abandoned the Republican Party and ran for vice president as a libertarian. But now he's back in the GOP, saying the country is in grave danger. He calls Trump a nativist, a schoolyard bully, and too unstable to be president.
We have a president whose priorities are skewed towards promotion of himself rather than toward the good of the country. He may have great energy and considerable raw talent, but he does not use them in ways that promote democracy, truth, justice, and equal opportunity for all.
If he decides to pursue the Republican nomination, Weld would face a big challenge. He represents the moderate wing of the Republican Party at a time when large majorities of Republicans support the president. Here's Stephen Stepanek, chairman of the New Hampshire Republican State Committee.
I believe that in a Republican primary, the president is going to get 95%+, no matter who runs against him.
On the other hand, a Morning Consult poll released this week found that a third of Republicans support a primary challenge to the president. So Weld would be counting on the support of moderate Republicans like Fergus Cullen, the former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, who has opposed Trump from the start and joins us now. And Fergus Cullen, good to have you. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
And also joining us is former Massachusetts state rep and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Jeff Diehl. Jeff Diehl also chaired the Trump presidential campaign in Massachusetts in 2016. I should say co-chaired that campaign. Jeff Diehl, thank you for joining us.
Anthony, Fergus, good to be here.
Good to have you both. So let me start with you, Fergus Cullen, up there in New Hampshire. What's your reaction to Weld's challenge to President Trump?
Boy, gratitude. What a breath of fresh air. I had the opportunity to visit with Governor Weld earlier today as well and thanked him for being willing to say publicly what many, many Republicans think privately or talk to each other about when reporters aren't necessarily around. Listen, this president has been a chaotic president for 2 years. He's been not up to the job. I think we're lucky we haven't had a bigger disaster. And he knows that there have been five presidents who have been challenged in the New Hampshire primary seriously, and none of those five ended up reelected. That goes back to Truman. It includes President Johnson, Carter. It includes President Ford, and it includes President Bush, 41, most recently in 1992.
Now, Jeff Diehl, I know, of course, you're a supporter of the president's. Do you think this candidacy by William Weld, this potential candidacy, we should say, by Weld, represents a serious challenge to the president?
Well, I've got gratitude for him getting in as well. I think that this basically shows that he'll get that token opposition that will really go nowhere. And I think that will give the president a chance to describe exactly what's going on with our country today, a robust economy, stronger partners overseas. And I think it's going to give him a chance to, again, revamp his campaign and get ready for the Democrat challenger in a way that's really not threatening.
So, Fergus, this leads to my next question to you. Can Bill Weld win? I mean, he was a highly regarded two-term governor of Massachusetts, but since then, he hasn't really been successful. He lost a Senate race against John Kerry. Then he left office in 2006. He ran unsuccessfully for governor of New York. Last year, he abandoned the Republican Party, ran for vice president as a libertarian. I mean, is this the guy to take on Donald Trump?
Well, I think that when Pat Buchanan ran in 1992, half the people who ended up supporting him really believed in Pat Buchanan, and the other half were looking for a messenger that they could use to send a message that they were dissatisfied with the trajectory of the current administration at that time, how they were handling things. So this isn't really about ideology. You know, I think the idea that this is a conservative versus a moderate is just not true. First of all, I don't agree that President Trump is conservative at all. He has no ideology, no compass whatsoever when it comes to that. So, you know, make the case. Come to New Hampshire, where independents are allowed to vote in the primary as well, and make the case for why this president has been a failure, has been dangerous for our country, is not a role model for our children, and that we've been lucky that we haven't had a bigger crisis under his watch.
So, Jeff, I want you to pick up on Fergus's point. I mean, New Hampshire, the sort of key constituency up there, independents are a big group of folks. If Weld is going to do well, obviously he needs to peel off some Republicans, but it's that big group of independents that he might appeal to. What do you think?
Well, look, I think I look at my race as a potential indicator of how New Hampshire's going to go. First of all, New Hampshire used to be more conservative. As you know, you get more liberal Democrats moving into New Hampshire over the years. It's gone a little bit further to the left, so it's not the lock that it used to be for Republican candidates. But in this case, you know, you look at my campaign, I had two opponents in my Republican primary. One of them, John Kingston, had funded Evan McMullen to run as an independent to try to knock Trump out, take away Utah in the 16 primary. He got 26 or 27% versus me. And the other person who ran against me had been affiliated with the Republican Party and you know, for a long time. So I think Massachusetts is any indicator of the sentiment of Republicans towards someone who supports Trump, you're going to see a similar result up in New Hampshire. And look, Trump right now is at 89% approval within the Republican Party while Weld's going after him. If you looked at Bush back when Buchanan took him on, he was only at 73% approval. So, I mean, it's still a different story overall. And Bush did have the no new taxes pledge, which he, you know, obviously backtracked on. So I think Trump, again, is showing that, you know, he's trying to live up to all the campaign promises he made. And right now, you know, when pocketbook issues tend to dominate in the final months of the race, both the primary and the general election, I think he's going to prove that he's done everything he said he was going to do.
Fergus, wouldn't many Republicans in New Hampshire regard Weld skeptically, given that he abandoned the Republican Party last year or a couple of years ago, proclaiming himself free at last? I guess he did that last year. And so, for example, here's Stephen Stepanek, the current chair of your state's GOP.
You question his credentials as a Republican because in 2016, he was a candidate for vice president of the Libertarian Party, and now he's turned his back on the Libertarian Party as he turned his back on the Republican Party. So my first inclination is you can't believe anything he says.
So, of course, I misspoke there. Of course, he abandoned the Republican Party in 2016, not last year. But Fergus, respond to that. Respond to the concerns there that Stephen Stepanek raises.
I mean, I question President Trump's credentials as a Republican. This is a guy who switched party affiliations five times in his life, only became a Republican most recently in 2012, donated to Hillary Clinton, donated to Chuck Schumer, donated to Kamala Harris. I mean, the idea that this guy is some kind of paragon of Republican virtue is just garbage.
Yeah, interesting. Jeff Deal, I gave Fergus Cullen the first word. I'll give you the last word in this back and forth. And I appreciate the debate.
No, sure. And look, I don't think the voters of New Hampshire are ever going to forget the fact that ultimately Bill Weld endorsed President Obama over John McCain. I don't think they are going to forget that he endorsed Hillary Clinton over President Trump. You know, this is a Republican primary. New Hampshire still does tend to, I think, ultimately in primaries, pick someone who is loyal to that party. And I think Trump has tried to prove during his time in office that he is delivering on the promises he made to those Republican voters.
All right. Well, Jeff Deal, former state rep and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Fergus Cullen, the former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party. Thanks as well to you for talking about Bill Weld's chances up there in New Hampshire. It'll be interesting to watch. Thanks, Fergus.
Anthony. Thanks, Jeff.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll look at some of the biggest stories of the week, including that Weld's potential presence in the 2020 race with our Week in Review panelists. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.